Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a economist with Opinion Research, and this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey about your community. I would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered to vote?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. You're definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, and I'm not
very likely to vote.
Thank you so much. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th?
By mail.
You will vote by mail. Thank you so much. And what is your age, just for demographical purposes?
80.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, ma'am?
Graduate high school.
Thank you so much. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with each person. It's very favorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's Keith Pearson. That's the first one.
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Katie Townsend?
No, not favorable.
And would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Richard Del Toro?
Oh, very unfavorable. Very unfavorable. Del Toro.
What about Ken Mascara?
I'm sorry, what is the name?
Ken Mascara.
Favorable. Ken Mascara, yes, very favorable.
Oh, okay, and what about Linda Bartz?
I don't know Linda Bartz. I know the name, but we're not familiar. What is she running for?
I don't have that specific information, but we can leave it as no opinion about her.
No opinion.
Thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I think he's an honorable person. And he'll make a fine sheriff.
Understand. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Well, I can think of this as favors Black Lives Matter, and I'm against that organization.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and record that answer. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election of St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Linda Bart or Erin Ann Lowry?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is Linda Bart Republican?
Both.
I don't know. We really don't know.
Okay, so if you have to choose today, you don't have decided yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because we haven't, probably Linda Bart.
Okay.
We know the name.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Now, if the Republican primary election were held today among the following candidates for the Commission District 5, for whom will you vote, Katie Townsend or Audra Macomb?
The other person, not the Macomb.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Katie Townsend?
I'm not voting for Katie Townsend. We're not voting for her.
I understand. So you're definitely voting or probably voting for Audra Macomb.
Right. Definitely.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Pearson, Richard Del Toro, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Keith Pearson.
Thank you so much. Would you say that you are definitely going?
I'm sorry?
Probably. Would you say you are definitely? Yeah. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. You saw a television ad, received something in the mail.
Or a television ad.
Okay. Did you receive a text or a visit from home?
We received text, we received mailings, and saw TV ads about him.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro?
Likely. We're not voting for him at all, ever.
I understand. And from the following list, what have you seen?
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. Are we almost finished?
Because Okay, go ahead.
I
will do it quickly. What have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson in the past few weeks? You saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home, or something else?
We received everything that we received from about Del Toro. TV ads, mailings, text. Okay. Oh, Pete. Oh, no,
thank you so much.
We're trying to park.
And then,
having a hard time.
It's okay. And that make you feel more or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the next election?
More likely.
Much more likely. Okay. You will now be asked a short demographic question just before you finish. If you were to liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs,
we are, say that, we're not liberal, we are conservative.
Okay, and would you say you are somewhat conservative or very conservative?
We're very conservative.
Okay, and what is your main racial background?
Racial? White.
Thank you so much. And with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with this question. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care, ma'am.